Hey, welcome back to the Glow the Fuck Up podcast with your virtual bestie, Angel. And I am so excited for today's episode because today we are going to be talking about something that's very dear to my heart and that's been taking over social media, I think, for the past year, which is boundaries. Boundaries are definitely something everyone needs in their life, and it's definitely not just for your romantic relationships, but for your relationships across the board. And just telling people in different situations how you want to be treated and what you are no longer tolerating, and letting go of the things that no longer serve you. And boundaries also help you to protect your energy. In this episode, I am going to be talking about the number one mistake people make with their boundaries. Now, before you listen to this episode, I want to remind everybody that I am not a licensed counselor. I am not a therapist. Anything that I share with you is based off my own life experiences. And I hope you enjoy this episode. Please share your thoughts with me by leaving a rating or finding me on Instagram at The Angel Shantae and DMing me. I love interacting and connecting with you guys. So I hope you like this episode. People make when it comes to their boundaries. And when I made that reel, that's what I put, the number one mistake. But then I kind of put it as a problem. So I put it as maintaining and reinforcing boundaries. And I wanted to say that is definitely not the mistake. The mistake is that people do not maintain and reinforce their boundaries. So let's just go from the beginning and let's talk about why people do that. So people tend to think boundaries only applies to their romantic relationships. Like whenever I used the word relationship, people think it only applies to that. But boundaries can also apply to any relationship and even your own personal boundaries. So an example of a personal boundary would be that I'm telling myself now I'm not going to be on social media all day. Clearly, I have not been staying true to that. So I also faced the mistake as well of not maintaining and reinforcing my boundaries. But that is something I'm working with. But let's go back to the beginning. I'm waving. Hello, hello. Okay, so we tend to start a boundary when we see there's a problem. So, i.e. people pleasing, putting everybody's needs before ours, or letting people walk all over us, different things like that. That's when we start to say, hey, we need to do something about this. Let's establish a boundary. Let's set in some guidelines about how I want to be treated and how I want to treat others, different things like that. And I want to reiterate that boundaries are not for other people. Boundaries are for you. They are for you. Okay, so we identify the problem. We know what's going on. We then informed whoever we needed to inform about these boundaries and what's going to happen if they do not, stay within their guidelines. But then, a couple of weeks go by, maybe just a few days go by, and then you're like, oh, I miss that person, or oh, I miss doing that. Or you magically get a call from that person and you magically get a text from that person. And then you start to think, it wouldn't hurt. It wouldn't hurt if I messaged them back. It wouldn't hurt to go out and, do that again or whatever the case may be. What happens then is that you're now caught in that same cycle that you realized was the problem when you first established the boundary. So now, instead of actually shifting away from that cycle like you thought, you are now putting yourself right back at the beginning of the cycle, right back at the beginning with the problem. So the only way that the boundaries are going to work within your life is if you continuously maintain and reinforce them. Now, going back to something that I talked about before, you do not have to maintain and reinforce a boundary forever. If you notice real change behavior in yourself, or notice real and changed behavior in that person that you set the boundary for, blase, blase, well, not for, but whoever's approaching on it, you can then turn and be like, okay, let me see. Not completely go back to the people pleasing, not completely going back to putting people before yourself, not completely letting them talk to you any type of way, but really reevaluating, okay, the boundary doesn't need to be in place anymore. A boundary is not a forever thing.
A lot of people are getting caught up on that. Oh, once I establish the boundary, I'm not gonna ever have any friends, or I'm not gonna ever have any family members, or I'm not gonna ever be able to do this again. That's not the case. The case is just you are establishing that boundary so you, if you're the person you're establishing it for, or the people that are approaching on it way too much, can finally recognize that, hey, she thinks, or he or she thinks highly of themselves. They are demanding respect. They are demanding that their worth be known. Oh, they're not letting me slide back in the DMs like they was before, and they text messages, you know, my call log, whatever the case may be. Well, I think I, do people say call log? That sounded like an old person thing, but anywho, not letting it slide and not letting it play anymore. Maintaining the boundaries. It's very easy to set it because you're so fed up with the problem. You're so fed up with people talking to you any type of way. So it's very easy to establish and set a boundary. And now you, like I said, you are creating a shift in the cycle. But you will never be able to fully stop the cycle unless you actually maintain and reinforce the boundaries that you created. Yes? I told you nobody's coming today. TT comes in a week. I know, I know. But yes, so I did want to clarify about my reel. I felt like it was showing like the mistake was to maintain and reinforce the boundaries, when no, that's actually the best thing you can do when it comes to your boundaries, is to maintain and reinforce them. So always making sure that you are upholding the boundaries that you set for yourself. If you start to piggyback and different things like that after you have set a boundary, you know that person or that situation knows that they have power over you. And nobody should have power over you. The only person that should have power over you is yourself. Now, like I said before, some of my followers I know are in a dependent situation. Dependent means depending on your parents, your caregiver, whatever the case may be. And the advice that I always give is just try to set the boundaries that you know that you want, bring it up to your parent or your caregiver, and then just go from there. Obviously, just like with my parents when I was still living with them, could laugh in your face, could think that you're talking crazy, think you're not in a child's place. All you need to do is that moment is walk away. Go do something that you love to do. Do something that you enjoy doing, and do not get into any gaslighting, which some parents do like to do, which is unfortunate, but just learning how to protect your peace and your energy as best as you can. So, yes. What else did I want to say about boundaries? But yes, I also wanted to say again that boundaries are not just for romantic relationships. Boundaries can be for yourself. Boundaries could be for friendships, can also be for family, coworker. Boundaries really can take any portion of your life that you need it to, and you can apply it to anything. So recently I had to apply a boundary with my own parents. they asked me for a lot of things, you know, older people, I have older parents, and they asked me for like technology things, different things like that, emails, fill out an application for them, whatever the case may be. Mind you, I live in a completely different state than them. I have a whole husband, I have a child, and a business that feels like a baby to run and handle. So sometimes I can't get to the project that they want me to get to. Well, my mother asked me for something, and you know, I couldn't get to it. I was like, I'll get to this when I can. Only 6 hours had passed, and she calls me irate that I didn't get to it. And I had to establish, hi from Argentina. I had to establish my own boundary with her. I'm not gonna be able to do all of these things that you want me to do. They've gotten so used to me putting everything that I was doing to the side, even my own husband, even my own child, even my own task, and do their task. So they were so used to that. And for the longest I was doing that because I'm like, they're my parents, I have to do that. I felt obligated to them to do that. But then I realized that's an unhealthy boundary between the two of us, or the three of us. So I had to say, hey, I can't do this for you. You know, I can't do this for you. You need to give me a decent amount of time to do it, or you have to be comfortable with me not being able to do it for you, me telling you no. And so you know, you cannot control anybody's reactions. You cannot control how somebody feels about... Hello, hello? Y'all there? Okay. You can't control how somebody reacts to things. My mother reacted to it well. My dad was kind of just like, oh, so we got to fit in your business hours. And it's just like, yeah, I guess you do. The only time that I'm going to put what they need to do over my own family again and stuff like that, if it's a life or death matter. And 9 times out of 10, it ain't a life or death matter. And if it is a life or death matter, you need to call 911. I'm not trying to be funny or shady, but I'm just saying, if it is a life or death matter, call 911. But anywho, that was an example of a personal, I mean, not an example of a personal boundary, but that was an example of a family boundary. I also had to create a boundary between me and my best friend. She thought that she was gonna be able to have all that time with me, gonna be able to call me anytime she wanted to, check in, you know, all these different things. And I'm like, I'm married. I'm not gonna be able to pick up the phone anytime you want me to pick up the phone. I'm not gonna be able to be there to answer all of your texts. You know, I have a husband now. I have a house, different things like that. And she really got upset with me. She actually threatened to end our friendship, saying that I was placing my husband over her needs. Right, Kenny, right. She better understand. So it's just like, I had to tell her, like, yes, I am going to put my husband's needs over yours and or my wifely duties over you. I cannot pick up the phone anytime you want me to. And that's the same thing. That's the same thing with you guys and your friends. I'm sure, I mean, I hope you don't, because I don't want any like unhealthy relationships in your life. But I'm sure you have dealt with somebody who really thought that they were going to have your complete attention. All the time. Mind you, my best friend came after I met my husband, my then boyfriend, but nonetheless, thought that she was still gonna have that attention from you. And when you start to realize that these are like unhealthy behaviors that's happening here, and you start to demand some more healthy convo, interaction, things like that, you'll really know who can handle that and who cannot handle it. Because I mean, once I started to establish some boundaries within my life and really start taking better care of myself and watching who I was talking to and interacting to, that's when things started to shift. That's when I saw people enter my life, and then that's when I seen people exit my life. Now, like I said, certain people who have exited my life, I'm not harboring any bad feelings towards them. Like I always say, some people really serve a season. People really only serve a certain reason in a certain season. Doesn't mean that they're going to be your friend forever, you know? Doesn't mean that they're gonna be your friend forever. Doesn't mean they're gonna be your best cousin forever. Doesn't mean they're gonna be your favorite coworker forever. Some people really just serve certain reasons in certain seasons. Now, mind you, that doesn't mean that that person cannot come back into your life for a different reason for a different season. Nobody is completely permanently removed out of your life. But if that person is not upholding you in the same regard that you wish to be upholded, not uplifting you like Jocelyn said, and actually supporting you in your mental health and your mental well-being, then it's time to really reevaluate that relationship and ask yourself, is this relationship serving me? Is this opportunity serving me? Even break it down to you know, drinking. Is that, no, that's a big number, but is that fifth glass of wine serving you? You know, you have to learn, like I said, boundaries also apply to personal boundaries. Knowing, setting those limits, setting those expectations of yourself and actually, and what you think, not what you think, but what you know you deserve. And actually applying and creating some boundaries for that based off that, and then going out and applying them within your life. Like I said, the easiest part of boundaries is to set them. That's the easiest part. But the hardest part is to definitely maintain and reinforce them, because you're used to habits. People are comfortable and they like comfortability and contentness. And then they also are afraid of what people are saying. Oh, you think you special, huh? Oh, what makes you think that you can be different? What make, especially when it comes to family boundaries, right? What makes you think you can't be different? What makes you think that you don't have to come around us? What makes you think la, 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 la? And it's like, I'm sorry, but I do think pretty highly of myself, as I should and as you should as well. And I'm sorry that I'm not going to tolerate any disrespectfulness every time I show my face, or every time I come to the picnic, every time I come to the cookout, there's some little, you know, always some chattering. And it's like, just because you're older doesn't mean you get to disrespect me. Doesn't mean you get to disrespect what I do or my relationship just because you're older. We have to really heal our relationships and heal how we view ourselves before really trying to create healthy relationships in our life overall. So, like I said, I originally came on here to say that you definitely, when you do make a boundary, keep it up. Keep it up. Maintain it and reinforce it. Only let down a boundary when you have noticed true and changed behavior within yourself and or within that person that was encroaching on your boundary. When you think that they are ready and you are ready to restart a relationship and drop that boundary, whatever the case may be, do it because you truly feel something has changed, that something different has occurred. So, yes. Okay. Any questions? If you guys have questions, let me know. I'm going to look through the comments, see if I missed anything. Let's see. Oh, somebody asked me how my day was going. My day is going good. I'm awake. I'm alive. I'm breathing. My daughter is good. My husband's good. Bills paid. It's a good day. I said hi to the person from Argentina. She was like, that's toxic. It is toxic. I'm not finna lie to anybody. Kenny better understand. Yeah, I think I responded to that. Keeping it. Jazzy said, I don't know what she was umming at now. Yes, surround yourself with people who can uplift you. Got to. We have beliefs that are programmed in our minds. Yes, that's true. I mean, you're not born with any belief program in your mind. That's over time that a belief is programmed in your mind based off your environment, based off schools you've been to, parents, caregivers. Mommy. Yes?
I
want to
walk pep test.
You want to do what?
I want to walk
pep test. Pep test. Oh, okay, hold on. Hi. Yeah, so obviously nobody is born with beliefs programmed in their mind. Sometimes, you know, you get your, definitely I'm just to say, get your programming from your parents, your caregivers. Then when you go out to school, that's when more of your beliefs will come into play. And then that's kind of like all the beliefs that you know. So when you're older as an adult, you have to learn how to reprogram, unlearn, relearn, whatever, you know, isn't serving you or whatever you just simply don't believe in anymore. You know, some people are raised up Christian and then when they get older decide that they don't want to be Christian anymore. They may want to be a completely different religion. That's having to unprogram the beliefs that they currently thought was true and accept something that they now believe is true. That's like, I'm trying to think of something. For the longest, you know, like I said, I didn't think that I was beautiful. You know, people would tell me that, and but you know, I would also hear people say that I wasn't, or that I wasn't that cute, different things like that. And then over time, I actually started to believe them up until my 20s. And it wasn't until I had to learn how to reprogram my mind and really learn and embrace and appreciate all the things that make me different and really appreciate my beauty. Now I know for a fact that I'm beautiful. I had to reprogram it though. I had to unlearn those negative things that were taught to me and those limiting beliefs that I was repeating to myself to know that I'm bomb. I'm bomb. I'm beautiful. It doesn't matter what people have told me before, and it doesn't matter what people have told you before. You have to look yourself in the mirror, know how amazing you are, And don't let people's idiotic comments, opinions, thoughts, whatever else the case may be, get to you, because you are in fact beautiful and you are worthy of any and everything that you want, you know? And I know that people who do have poor boundaries within their life, those are kind of like the comments that they hear repeatedly. You're not worthy. Of course you should want to do that for me. Of course you should want to go here with me. Blah, 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 blah. Or even the negative one in the back of your head, like, you think you look cute in that outfit? Whatever the case may be. You have to learn how to look past that, look yourself in the mirror, and just be like, I'm bomb. You know, head to toe. It doesn't matter what anybody has said before. It doesn't matter what somebody just told me last night. I look good. I deserve to feel good. I am good. Period. So that's what that is. I feel like I went on a little tangent, which I wasn't trying to do. I told myself I was going to stop going on tangents. But if anybody has a question about boundaries, if anybody has a question about self-love and boosting your confidence, since I put that tangent in here, you can definitely drop the question and I'll be ready to answer it. So I'll wait a few minutes. Oh yeah, I see the hearts lighting up. My tangent was crazy, wasn't it? Bloop. But yes, we are all beautiful in our own way. That is so true. Yes, bomb as ever, period. Yes, you are bomb. I'm gonna have to wave because of that comment. Definitely can relate. Yes, like when you know you have best friends, you know, whatever, and you get married, it's like, why you ain't picking up the phone? What you doing? Like, I'm with my man. Like, you know, I'm sorry. But that definitely does happen. And you know, vice versa, I know guys can relate to, like, why you ain't picking up the phone? What you doing? Like, I'm with my wife. Like, I dead ass can't talk to you right now. So that's just what that is. What is the best way to set boundaries with kids? Ooh, yes. Okay, so that is a really good one. It's a really good one, and I'm going to answer it. Okay, so I saw that. Okay. So the best way to set boundaries, especially with kids, especially I have a 4-year-old, is to just constantly repeat them until it's really sinking in. And also make sure that the boundary is pretty short, like in a little chunk, because kids' brains are only going to hear the first few minutes. So when you are talking to a child about a boundary, you want to make sure it's really short and sweet and just keep repeating it until it sticks. So we're already personal anyway, if you follow me. So Alea likes to come into the bathroom with me. And so, but she's been so inquisitive lately when I'm in the bathroom. So I'm like, yeah, I love that you want to be around me, but can you please leave while I'm using the bathroom? And you know, please leave. In a nice but as firm tone as possible so they don't think it's a joke. But you also don't want to sound too harsh to where you feel like they feel like you're lashing out on them or screaming at them. So setting the boundary as short and sweet as possible, clear and direct to the point, and then repeating it until it's, you know, in the head. Yes. Yeah, go find it. All right, question. Oh, where was the question? How to move with toxic fake family members. Okay. Moving, like, I don't want to sound slow, but I just want to clarify, like, moving house, or you mean how to move around, how to maneuver? Did you look in my bedroom?
Well, your iPad looked like,
you know, my iPad looked like silly. Just go look in the bedroom, and if it may be in the bed. Girl, let's do it a little. How to act. Oh, got it. Okay, so depending on a couple of things. If you are living with this family member, like I said, especially if they're old and of comprehension, you want to make sure that you have a clear and cut conversation telling them, hey, I don't like when you do X, Y, and Z, and that's really affecting me and my mental health, and it could potentially affect our relationship. Did you get it? Okay. So if you want to keep a nice and healthy relationship with us, I'm going to need you to respect this. Here you go. You got 10 minutes. I'm going to need you to respect this. And if they really value and care about your relationship, they will do it. I have people in my life who have done it, and I have people in my life who haven't done it. I'm not around those people right now. So that's all about, as well, making sure that you're staying fast and that also staying true to what you want and who you want to be around you. You will, and you may have to walk away from certain people. That's okay. Doesn't mean that they won't ever be back. So that's how I move with toxic / fake family members. Alrighty, I thought there was another question. Should you tell little girls about periods? I don't like it being taboo. Definitely, definitely tell little girls about periods. There's actually a study that says the hormones in our meat, beef, chicken, whatever the case may be, is actually propelling our young girls into early puberty, starting around 9. I think the earliest I've seen in the States was 5, though. So you do want to start getting clear and comfortable about this as soon as possible, because you really just don't know when children's periods are going to start anymore. You know, when I was growing up, I think the average age was 13. I got mine later, though, at 16. But I hear so many mothers telling me that their parents, not their parents, I'm sorry, that their girls are starting younger, around 9, 8. So the sooner that you feel comfortable talking about the period with your little girl, or, you know, whoever, sorry, it's in my throat. As soon as you feel comfortable doing that, then you should do it. Are you vegan? No, I'm not vegan, actually. It's something that I keep going back and forth about. Like, I thought about being vegan, and then I did vegetarian meals, but I still eat meat. I eat seafood, beef, turkey, and chicken. That's it. I don't eat any other type of meat. I hate pork. So, okay. Does anybody have, I think somebody asked a question. I can't be phony, girl. Don't be phony. Let me see. Hey, if you're still here. Oh yeah, I just answered your question. And then, what's the best way to set boundaries? I answered that question as well. Okay. So, if anybody doesn't have any more questions about boundaries and how to maintain and reinforce them, then I will be signing off. I hope I said hey to everybody that said hey. Sometimes the things come in really quickly and I just can't keep up. So, yes. Not me looking blind. I do not have my I don't have my contacts in, and I'm not wearing my glasses. So I really hate the glare on my glasses with the ring light. I'll put them on now. I just feel like you guys instantly see the ring light and it drives me crazy. But yeah, I don't have my contacts in. So then they're crooked. It's a lot happening. You are beautiful. Thanks for answering my question. You are absolutely welcome. I don't know why people keep calling me. It's really aggravating. Anywho, yes, you are so welcome. I'm not sure if you heard it. You're so welcome, and you are beautiful as well as everybody that's here on this live today. I'm trying to think, is there something else? Oh, if you needing help with boundaries and you want to kind of talk about it in like a more personal way, individual way, you can definitely get my guide on how to set boundaries. It's only $5.